Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hi, this is Linda Thompson, your host for The Author Show. If you were a young person in the late 60s and early 70s, there is no way you could avoid talk of Vietnam. Some of you were gung-ho, while others were loath to the very idea, but everyone had an opinion. In his memoir, The Other Vietnam War, A Helicopter Pilot's Life in Vietnam, author Mark Cullison tells his story, and today he's sharing it with us. Mark, welcome to The Author Show.
Thank you. I'm really glad to be here.
Mark, will you give us a quick overview of The Other Vietnam War, A Helicopter Pilot's Life in Vietnam?
Well, this is a story of my year I spent in Vietnam flying helicopters. It's more or less about a young lieutenant fresh out of flight school, introduced to a new country with a backward culture, you might say, and into a combat zone. Now, there's been a lot of good books written about Vietnam, many of them dealing with the white-knuckle adventures and such, the combat. This one does not deal with that so much, but more or less with the issues faced with the internal battles each soldier fought with himself and why he was there and whether or not he was good enough. As a commissioned officer, the duties are a little bit different than most of the other pilots who were board officers. We also had responsibility for making the unit work. And there are so much details and things that go into that. And it can be kind of boring sometimes, but it actually gives the officer need for a deep introspection into life, into some kind of place like Vietnam. And aside from the fear and excitement and you might say the denial that each pilot faced, he still had that inner battle he fought with himself. And that took its toll.
It's been decades since the war. Why did you choose to share your story now?
I buried this for over 40 years. A lot of us who came back felt we suffered some indignity, lack of recognition, and having served our country. I began reading other books about Vietnam, and suddenly I woke up to the fact that these people had courage enough to write about that. And I thought, maybe I should too. So I did. And I began to realize that if everyone who served in combat wrote about their stories, maybe people would start understanding a little bit about what war is about, how terrible it really is.
Boy, I couldn't agree with you more on that. While you were writing, was it cathartic to you? Was it a healing for you? How emotional was it?
It wasn't so much at first. When I started writing, I had to go back through old photographs I had. Fortunately, I kept all of my orders and paperwork I had from Vietnam, so I had a good paper trail to follow. But the more I got into it, the faster I wrote, and yes, it did become very therapeutic. I opened up and said, I'm not ashamed of it anymore.
While writing The Other Vietnam War, were you writing for any particular type or age group of reader?
Well, I think other Vietnam vets know what it was. They didn't need to read this, but many of them have written their own. So I was more or less aiming for those who had not been in the military, had no idea what combat was, what it entailed, the risks, the danger, the effect on the human mind. So that was my target.
Well, let's take that a little bit further. We are currently in a war that has lasted longer than any other war in U.S. history, and it has a very dramatic effect on the young people that are participating in it. Do you think that your book would be a good book, suggested reading, such as, for young people considering going into the service?
My book, as well as many of the others. Any book about war, especially history, gives them a good oversight exactly what it is. There are so many good books, too many books, too little time.
There's a school of thought that says that if you go to war, it's a romantic adventure and so on and so forth. Does your book point out that that's not necessarily the case?
Well, I pointed out on the cover of my book, some of us thought we'd fly in glory, but many of us discovered there is no glory in war.
Is the other Vietnam War similar to anything else we may have read?
I can't think of anything right now. It's a different kind of book about the military. It deals more with the personal thoughts and feelings of the soldier, not necessarily all the combat he faced and the battles he fought.
You were in ROTC in college. Did you go directly into the Army after graduation?
Yes. In fact, during senior part of ROTC, I joined the flight program, which gave me my private pilot's license because I wanted to fly helicopters. And I knew I was going to Vietnam. The minute I graduated, my deferment changed and I was gone. So I had decided I was going to go the way I wanted to go.
How long were you stationed in country?
My tour was supposed to be 12 months. I actually was there about a little over 11 months. About that time, they started an early out. They started withdrawing troops while they were still sending new ones over.
As a helicopter pilot, what was your primary role in the war?
Our unit had a number of missions. The primary mission was to support the Korean division, the Tiger division there. They provided security for our post, and we did resupply and supporting them. We also had combat assaults. We would take troops into combat zones. We would evacuate the wounded. We just had anything that needed to be done by helicopter, we would do.
When you returned to the U.S., did you continue flying helicopters?
I didn't for about a year, and I kind of missed it, so I went back and joined the Air National Guard. And that lasted for about 9 months till I about got myself killed, and I thought it's time to stop. So I did.
That probably is a good idea. Is there anything, Mark, that you can share with us about the war that we may not have previously known?
Well, I don't know how many people knew this if they watched the Ken Burns special in the Vietnam War on public television. I think they'll be aware of a lot of the things that we never knew until now. Although I think I and every other soldier over there suspected that it all wasn't as it seemed. Like I said, we all questioned, why were we there? We didn't see the point in much of what we were doing. We would just keep soldiers alive so they could die later. And we never saw the point in that. There weren't any objectives. We would take land, vacate it, and then we would move right back in right after we left. We'd have to go take it again. It was just stupid.
Did you ever find a sense of purpose for the war, and in particular for the role you played in it?
Yes, many of our missions did help the troops. If it hadn't been for us, we would have lost a lot of them. We did resupply missions, kept the troops furnished with food, ammunition, water, supplies. That we did. That was important.
Have you ever returned to Vietnam after the war?
Yes, that would be my second book, Vietnam Again, which I went back in 2015 with a group of 12 to actually see what changes had taken place.
Without giving too much away from your second book, how did you feel when you came away from that trip?
It challenged everything I knew about Vietnam and its people, and I had to reevaluate my whole life about things I thought.
Was that trip also very emotional for you?
It was. In fact, several on the group, it prompted them to get treatment when they got back.
Is there a special message in the other Vietnam War that you would like readers to remember?
The only thing I can think of is war is hell. War is not necessarily a good thing. Sometimes it's necessary, but it's never good.
You've now written two books on the war. Are you working on another book now?
I have another one in progress, but it's not about the war. It's a novel.
Can you give us a slight teaser about that?
It's called Brothers. It's about two brothers growing up through their life and the challenges they faced with their family and the continual animosity and competition they had between them.
Is there a special message in the other Vietnam War that you would like readers to remember?
Well, that would be, anytime we go to war, we have to look at the reason. Is it justified? Very seldom can you say that it is.
Will you please read for us a short excerpt from the other Vietnam War?
Yes, I will do that. This takes place after my first combat mission when I returned to base and was sitting in the officers' club trying to unwind. In the old club that night, Suds was the king of the blowhards. Every now and then, he would point toward me from across the room. And while I was relaying my own version of the day's events to the small group at my table, I was thinking about what could have happened. I looked over at Suds. He gave me a wink. I smiled at him and saluted with my can of Bud. While I sat there at the table, surrounded by my brothers, thinking about the way we all cheated death that day, I wondered why we did. How had I escaped it? Why had I escaped it? Was there such a thing as destiny? fate, or God? That really screwed with my mind. The funny thing is, I was still scared. Even while blowing off shit about the mission of the guys around me, I was still scared. I wondered if it would ever go away. That bud in my hand was the best goddamn thing on earth right then. It allowed me to conceal whatever doubts I had about myself. My mind was nowhere in particular. It was as if it had just shut down. I know I had been through a hell of a day, but somehow it just didn't register. It was almost as if I was watching a movie of myself, but it really wasn't me. It was just someone playing the part, and it didn't really happen. Not in my reality, anyway. I looked at the smiles on the guys' faces. Even among them, I felt so alone and scared. Later that night, it dawned on me that nothing had happened to us. We came through without a scratch. Mortar rounds hitting all around us, enemy shooting at us. Nothing happened. Just like maybe it wasn't supposed to. Like there was such a thing as destiny, and it played some part of my being there. Or luck. It wouldn't have been much comfort to know the difference. Luck was our destiny. How long would it last? And what would happen when it ran out? That was the first time in my life I had actually thought about the value of my life. Having been through what I had just experienced, I realized that my life wasn't worth as much as I thought it was. It was just my job. So that was the way it was going to be. Exhilaration, then fear, then deliverance, then denial. The vicious circle that would repeat itself every day we had a combat mission.
So tell me, Mark, where can we learn more about you, about your other books, and most of all, where can we purchase The Other Vietnam War, A Helicopter Pilot's Life in Vietnam?
You can learn more about me at my website, mcullison.com. That includes everything about my biography, pictures from Vietnam, previews of other books. The books are available from all online booksellers. The audiobooks just came out, too, from Audible and iTunes.
Mark, thank you so much for introducing us to The Other Vietnam War today. We have a lot of listeners who are very interested in that time in our history, and I'm sure you've captured their attention. I hope that at some point we'll have the chance to talk again about another of your books.
Well, I thank you very much for this opportunity, and I really look forward to a future interview.
So, did the Vietnam War really serve any purpose? Thousands of lives were lost on both sides. No one won anything. And the nation was divided for many, many years after. Did we learn anything? I think not, or the U.S. would not have invaded Iraq. But that's another story for another time. I encourage you to pick up Mark's book, read it through, then make up your own mind. And I thank you for listening. Please visit theauthorshow.com to listen to other featured authors. These interviews are available to book buyers worldwide, on demand every day, 24/7. And for those who like audiobooks, please check out our audiobook store at theaudiobookmarket.com. If you have written a book and would like to be a guest on the show, visit theauthorshow.com, complete the interview request form, and we will contact you shortly thereafter. The Author Show is a great way to market your book by getting in front of your target audience with a high-quality interview that will make a real impact. Please visit us again as we continue to bring you really great books and very interesting authors on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.